Today, the church celebrates the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And I'm going to say a word, and I want you to think about the word, and what does that word mean to you, and what thoughts come to mind when you hear the word. And the word is family. So what does family mean to you, and what thoughts come to mind when you hear the word family? For some of us, when we hear the word family, we are transported to great memories, we remember joyful moments, or we think of our current situation. For some of us, the word family is the opposite. It brings negative feelings, discord, arguments, concerns, and even pain. For some of us, we know exactly what the word family means. It means our parents, grandparents, children, and other relatives. But for some, we can't define the word. We don't know what a family truly is. We have heard of families, we've seen families, but we might not know firsthand what a family is. If you do a quick Google search, or if you do a search in a dictionary for the word family, you would find that it says that it's a group of people that are related by blood, marriage, or adoption. It could be an extended family, it could be a nuclear family. Families are also described as the building block of our society. But I ask you, is that what you think of when you hear the word family? The church agrees that the family is the building block of society. After all, without a family, we don't have a society. But it goes a little further, and it actually describes a family as a domestic church. And the phrase domestic church might seem like it's a new word, but it's something that actually our church fathers have been using since the beginning. And a domestic family pretty much just means a little church, a small church. And it might bring the question, why a church? A church mainly has three functions. A church is made to sanctify, to glorify, and to evangelize. To sanctify means to make saints. We're all called to be saints. Only saints go to heaven. Not canonized saints per se, but every one of us is called to live a saintful life. So a church purpose is to try to help us become saints. It also is called to glorify. We come to glorify our Lord, to give thanks to our Lord. And it's also called to evangelize, to bring others to Christ, to help others see what is the good news, the gospel. So a family is a domestic church. It's a small church. It's called to have the same functions. It is called to sanctify, to glorify, and to evangelize. So within our little families, we are supposed to help each other become the better version of ourselves. We're supposed to help each other be saints. We're supposed to help each other see God in the other person, be grateful, be thankful. We're supposed to bring others that good news, even if it's not by words, but by our actions. And the question might be, is that our personal experience of a family? Has that been your experience in a family? The presentation of Jesus today in the temple could be a good example of a domestic church or a little church, a small church. If we think about Simeon, Simeon was in the temple and he was told that he was not going to die until he saw the Messiah. Now I put myself in Simeon's shoes, and if I'm in the temple and I'm awaiting the Messiah, and I am told that I won't die until I see him, if suddenly I see him come in, I think I would hide. I wouldn't want to see him because that means that my time is coming to an end. But that is not exactly what Simeon did. He grabbed baby Jesus, he glorified God, He gave thanks to God for him. Later on, we hear that Hannah is also in the temple. And when she sees Jesus, she glorified him. She blessed Mary and Joseph. She gave thanks for them. And not only that, but it says that afterwards, she evangelized. She went out and she told everyone that was waiting for the Messiah, for the great Savior of Jerusalem. Simeon and Anna represent what a church is called to do, to sanctify by blessing, to glorify, and to evangelize. You and I are called to do the same in our domestic church. We might not be worshiping in the temple like Hannah was all the time, because that might not be our state of life. But we are all called to be that domestic church within our family. Is that our experience? What if my family has no resemblance of a family? I don't even know what a domestic church should look like. What if my family is dysfunctional? Now, as dysfunctional as my family might be, somehow it is my family. You might look around and say, I wish I was in the Smith family. I wish I was in the Jones family. I wish I was in the Turner family. I wish I was in the Lara family. Well, no one's really going to say that. But I wish I was in somebody else's family. But the fact of the matter is that every one of us, every family, has some level of dysfunction. Even Jesus' family, if you look at his family tree, there were some characters in his tree that you would wonder, why did he choose to be in that family? And the truth is that neither you nor I choose our families. We might have some decisions over where we marry into, but we do not decide where we are born into. And if God permitted for us to be born into a particular family, there is a reason for it. We might not know what that reason is, but someday we will. In the meantime, we are supposed to be a blessing to those around us. Let us be a true family. Let us be a domestic church. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians in today's second reading, tells us how to become that blessing. He tells us to put on compassion, to put on kindness, to put on humility, gentleness, patience, to forgive, to be thankful, and mostly, he says, to love. So this week, I'll bring a challenge to you, and I'll ask you to reach out to a family member and to thank them. You could call them. You could send them a text. You could write to them. Thank them for being a part of your family. Because one way or another, God chose that member to be in your family. And again, someday you would find out exactly why. Now, if you feel that you have been shortchanged with your family, that you were born into a family that is not a blessing, if you feel that you have not experienced what a true family is, if you feel that you didn't receive a blessing in your family, maybe you are being called to be the blessing. Maybe God is going to bless your family through you. Maybe you are being called to be that instrument of God's sanctification, glorification, or evangelization within your family. And if today you feel lonely and that you do not have a family, welcome to ours. Our Lord gave his life for you to be a part of it. Holy Family of Jesus, pray for us.